Well, morning. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Triple Play Thursday. Roger requested the band Proto Martyr, a punk band out of Detroit. That was their song, Why Does It Shake?
Yeah.
Dan, have you ever heard of Proto Martyr?
Not before tonight.
Oh. Esmeralda, are you in the Proto Martyr fan club?
I am now.
Yeah, well, we got to hear two more songs by him because it's Triple Play Thursday. We will all learn more about Proto Martyr out of Detroit. I don't like them because I'm assuming they're Red Wings fans. Hey, look, it's this guy.
Smell my fear.
See? That's how he hypnotizes the women before he bites them on the neck.
Trick or treat.
See? That's Fartenstein. He rang the doorbell, said trick or treat, and then he farted. It's Halloween time.
Happy Halloween.
Yeah.
Halloween, Halloween. Happy Halloween to worship.
Uh-huh.
Happy Halloween, Halloween, Halloween. Happy Halloween to worship.
It's almost time.
It's almost time, kids.
The clock is ticking.
Halloween 3, Season of the Witch. That movie rules. And so does that theme. I know, Esmeralda, you're a fan of the theme.
I do enjoy that theme.
Yes.
Do they should really bring those masks back.
No, they're available.
Oh, can you just buy them?
Yeah, you can get the Silver Shamrock. I don't know if they
they melt your face.
No, I don't think they melt your face and cause snakes and roaches to come out of it. But, you know, you can get it. You get the witch, you got the pumpkin, and you got skull face man. I'd like the pumpkin. That's my favorite of all of them, is the pumpkin.
He seems the happiest.
Yeah, well, that's also the one where you see the kid get sacrificed to the god when they test him out. Remember they put him in the room with the family?
Right.
Kid sitting in front of the TV with the pumpkin mask on, and then he starts shaking, his face explodes, and all kinds of bugs and snakes come out of it.
It seems good for agriculture. Like, you put those on and then throw them in a, like, in a field.
You got
bugs.
That's a good idea. I never really thought about that before. Maybe that was Dan O'Herlihy's plan. Cochran, by the way, is the name of the character, the villain in Halloween 3, who wants to mass sacrifice everyone. I wouldn't put that past our morning guy. To want to cause a mass sacrifice to appease his gods. I can see him doing that.
Could be the agriculture gods. Who knows? Orion might be in this.
He might team up with Orion.
Boy.
You have to admire the plot of that movie, though, Esmeralda. They steal one of the big stones from Stonehenge.
And no one notices.
Nobody notices. They chip it off and stick it into a computer chip that goes on the back of the masks. And when there's a flashing pumpkin on the screen, it emits a signal that goes into the Stonehenge computer chip on the back of the kid's neck while he's got the mask on. His head explodes and bugs and snakes come out and kill everybody.
And then that's it, right?
That's it, but it's...
They were just like, yeah, no, we just want to kill a bunch of kids.
Well, it's to appease his god. It's to appease Cochran's god.
Right. But, I mean, how many do you have to kill, you know?
Millions. That signal goes across the world.
Right. That's what I'm just like, geez.
And the movie ends with the end of the world. All right. We got a break. We got the news coming up. And then afterwards, speaking of Halloween, we are going to talk about which Halloween candy is most popular in each state. All right. Cool.
Like a tuna,
yeah, man. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. 720 WGN, I'm your overnight dude. Triple Play Thursday, yeah! This is the second of Triple Play. Roger requested Proto Martyr, man.
Apparently they're playing Empty Bottle.
Oh,
The second.
Oh!
November.
Oh!
We can't go, it's a Wednesday.
Damn it. I Forgive You is the name of that song, so you'll be able to hear that at Empty Bottle on Wednesday the 2nd. Proto Martyr. All right. Triple Play Thursday. So, we're going to talk a little Halloween candy, and then we're going to do Would Esmeralda buy that? Now, let's set up the premise so that people know what it is. Esmeralda, you love infomercials. You love the gadgets that come with infomercials. And if you had an endless supply of money, you would have a ton of the as seen on TV items in your house.
Totally.
Well, what we do is Dan finds a bunch of items that you would see on those infomercials, their gadgets, their weird little items. And we go through them. I describe them. And then we talk about them a little bit. And then Dan and Vic and myself vote on whether we think Esmeralda would buy it. And then we ask Esmeralda, and she tells us whether or not she would indeed buy it. And then inevitably, Vic hears this. He's not at his microphone right now.
He'll hear it again.
I know. Anyway, so we do that, and it's a lot of fun. And by the way, this is another one of the reasons why you should like us and be a friend on our Facebook page, facebook.com/NickDShow, because you can actually see the items in vivid color. And sometimes it actually helps to look at the item to guess whether or not Esmeralda would indeed buy it. It's important to look at the item.
I actually just bought something about a week ago. It's a face mask. It's paper. That's like a big thing now. They're like soaked in paper, and they have eye holes and mouth holes. But this one has it has the raccoon face on it. So when you put it on, it looks like you're a raccoon.
See, this is what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen. This is exactly what we're talking about. Keep that information in your head for when we begin playing the game in a little while.
They have panda ones too.
I can't believe you didn't buy the panda one.
Well, it was a different. Like each one was moisturizing or this
I see. All right.
I forget what I think the panda was moisturizing. I don't need that.
You don't need moisturizer?
I needed a brightener. So.
A brightener?
So I had raccoon face.
So you put the, how, does it work?
I don't know. I haven't tried it yet.
Okay. What's going on there, Dan? You all right?
One of the items involves a brightener.
And
this item is quite a doozy.
Okay.
Oh boy!
All right, that'll be up there later. Hey, by the way, I was off last week. I've been off for the last couple of Fridays, but our Friday features for tomorrow are back. We will have Fly Jams Friday, and Straight Out of Context. That's when you participate. Listen 24/7 to this station, and whenever anybody at any time, day or night, says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty and it makes you giggle, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Also, we have Nick D Show Spies. That's when you listen, again, 24/7, whenever anybody at any time mentions me or the show in any capacity, jot down the day, the time, who said it again, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. And we'll play them back, and you will participate, and you'll get credit on the air. And we have You Big Dummy. That's when we take real news stories of really dumb people who did dumb stuff. We read them. We vote on them. And if you want to participate in that, find a link to a funny dummy story and say, hey, I'd like to read this. And Dan will get a hold of you, and we'll work it out. You'll read it on the air, and then you'll get yourself some Lou Malnati's pizza as well. So make sure you remember nickdshow@gmail.com. And all that stuff will be coming up tomorrow, Fly Jams Friday. And it's our monthly visit from Jeff Tuckman, who is back for his regular visits. Jeff will be coming in. He'll be here live to answer all your DVD tech questions and help you. If you can't remember the name of a movie, we'll help you do that as well. And Dan, what are we giving away? We're giving away some horror-related DVDs tomorrow. Isn't that right?
We are giving away the complete Dracula Legacy Collection box set.
Holy cow! Am I eligible?
No.
Oh, come on, man!
Let me see here. All right, the six films include Dracula, Dracula's Daughter, Son of Dracula, House of Frankenstein, House of Dracula, and Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein.
That is, I'm stealing one. We're giving away two tomorrow, not three. And I'm taking one.
There are also hours of bonus features, including a 1931 Spanish version of Dracula.
Which is, by the way, have you ever seen the Spanish version of Dracula? Esmeralda, have you ever seen it?
No.
It's better than the Lugosi version. It was shot at the same time. I'm sorry, I'm off on a tangent, Dan.
No, go ahead. You're all good.
It was shot at the same time as the Bela Lugosi version, but they shot it at overnight. Like when the sets weren't being used, the Spanish crew and actors came in. and they shot it overnight. Came out the same year as the Bela Lugosi version, and I got to tell you, I prefer the Spanish version. It's a little darker. It's a little more twisted. You know, it's not as quite stagey, and the guy who plays Dracula is not quite over the top, because Bela Lugosi, as great, and he's phenomenal as Dracula, but he played him on stage. He played it on Broadway, and he acts like he's on Broadway in the film version. But the Spanish version of that alone, people should be excited about that. What else is on the disc?
The Road to Dracula documentary, a featurette called Lugosi, The Dark Prince. Dracula Archives, alternate Dracula score, Universal Horror documentary about Abbott and Costello Meet the Monsters,
God.
Production photographs, date trailers, so on and so forth.
So here's the deal. I quit so I can call in tomorrow whoever is hosting and win this prize. Jeez, I hope management's not listening. DeCastro right now. I've been waiting for this day now for 3 years. Yeah, I'm going to quit my favorite job, the best job in the world, so I can get a six-disc set. Whoa, all right. That was close right there for Friday morning. All right, so anyway, that's tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, Jeff Tuckman will be here right at the top of the show, right after 2 o'clock, and we got three of those gigantic Dracula-themed Universal packages to give away. So you gotta tune in. So, Esmeralda, you gotta find the. I don't have this. I don't think I have the Spanish version of Dracula at home, because I do have like the deluxe original Bela Lugosi Dracula DVD, and it's got a couple discs on it. I don't think the Spanish version is with it.
I mean, sounds cool.
Oh, it's so good. It's really good. And I mean, the story behind it is still great. The fact that they were working when nobody else was there. It's like 3 o'clock in the morning. And they're like, yeah, go ahead. Let the Spanish people use the set. It's fine. It's really great. So anyway. All right. We have we're going to be talking about which candy, Halloween candy, is most popular in each state. Esmeralda, how long have you lived in the place that you live now, the apartment you live in now?
About 3 years now.
Do you get trick-or-treaters?
Nope.
No trick-or-treaters.
Because it's an apartment building.
Yeah.
/ the buzzers don't work. Joke's on them.
That sounds like me, too, man. My buzzer doesn't work either. And I don't want it fixed.
Yeah, they're all broken.
I don't know. I think everybody else's works. Mine doesn't.
Oh, really? No.
Oh, yeah. But I don't care.
Yeah, mine are in the whole building. They're all broken.
If I am expecting someone, they can call me.
Yeah, I always got to do the call my phone.
Yeah, whenever I order food.
Yeah.
Just call me when you're outside the door. Boom, I'll buzz you in.
Yeah, and there's plenty of houses where I live.
Not where I live.
All mine are, they're all proper homes.
Yeah,
so
no,
can,
that you got to go down
go there.
I live on a main street. You know what I mean? I live on Irving Park. There are no houses on Irving Park.
So then
well, at least
fine.
Where I am.
People would have to make quite a trek.
You know, here's the other thing, that the people who moved in across the hallway from me, they have like 77 kids. They should have moved into a shoe. They have so many kids.
Yeah, but they'll take them to like the mall. Right? Isn't that what city kids do? They
no,
take them to
city
malls?
Kids, I hope city kids still go out in the streets till 10 o'clock at night and avoid getting hit by cars.
I honestly have never seen kids trick-or-treating.
Ever?
In the city.
I used to, and when I lived in Andersonville, they were everywhere.
I never saw that. It was weird. I remember being in college, and I went to DePaul at Lincoln Park, and I never saw one kid.
Yeah,
and there's all those fancy houses.
Yeah, that's not really in Andersonville, I lived like at Palina and Balmoral, on the corner of Palina and Balmoral. So I was enough away from Ashland and enough away from Foster that it was very housey. I lived in an apartment building, but there were a lot of houses around. We used to get a lot of trick-or-treaters when I lived in Andersonville, and they were all over the place. But since I moved, not so much. So it's what's really weird is that in the places that I've lived on main streets except for two places. It's really strange. I mean, I haven't lived in a bunch of places, but except for two places, I lived on main streets. Every place I've lived on Addison, I've lived on Wilson, I've lived on Foster at the Honeybee Complex, and then I lived on Mango, And what? Where else did I? Oh, and Palina. So Mango and Palina are the only places that I've ever lived that weren't on a main street. So I don't know, Dan. You guys get you live in a neighborhood. Neighborhood. You guys have like block parties and stuff, and you have you are you. By the way, are you going to take her trick or treating?
We will be. Yes, we will be going trick or treating. So
just like at two houses. Or...
Yeah, yeah. We'll probably like my parents and the uncles and aunts that are nearby, and then we'll go to like the five or six neighbors that we're friends with. We'll just kind of pop around.
What's Emily going to be this year?
The plan right now is to be a flamingo.
What?
Yes. So her aunt and godmother Margaret bought us a flamingo costume. So the idea is that I will be a Floridian. I will dress up like somebody from Florida, and she will be a flamingo. We talked a little bit about this last week with Brian, and Esmeralda thinks I should go as one of the guys from Miami Vice because that is a
sure.
true Floridian.
Yeah.
So. No, but then
and then have Emily dress up as
Tubbs,
and yeah, she could be
Crockett.
Tubbs, and
you'd
be
Crockett, and she'd be Tubbs.
Yeah. How adorable!
Well, what about Eileen?
I don't know. Eileen and I haven't discussed this yet.
Oh, so. I'm sure.
Yeah. She can be Phil Collins or
Phil Collins, right. Edward James Olmos.
Right, there you go.
Yeah, I can't remember what his name was on that show. Do you remember what Edward James Olmos' name was? And that Esmeralda. You guys were two when that show was on. What the hell am I talking about?
Or you should be Magnum PI, and
that's
she
not,
would be
but that's
Emily.
Not
would be Magnum PI.
That's not Florida. That's Hawaii.
Yeah, but that's you're only doing Florida because of the flamingo.
Right.
Right.
I'm throwing that out the window.
Oh, I see. You're just like changing the whole plan.
I just want to see a baby and a little.
All right. Well, then I'm going right back to the beginning. I want her to be Mad Men. I want her to be Furiosa. You should have her dress up as Furiosa.
Adorable, and you put little paint on her cheeks.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. On her. No, you have to go
eye black.
The eye black on her eye, and then you have to make a mechanical arm for her.
Right. She just got enough hair to have it go up with like a scrunchie, and we'll have to shave it.
But, yeah. Well, you got to shave her head, man. That's you know.
Just a bald cap.
It's for Furiosa. Come on. All right. We were going to talk about candy at some point, right? All right, we are.